Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Thanksgiving. We are into the holiday season, and Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar are here once again, bringing you some Chair Shot Radio Hockey Talk edition here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I hereby dedicate that Christopher Platt, always use your head, to one Greg DeMarco, who talked about how I never use the always use your head thing on Bandwagon Nerds. And I never will. Well, I might. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, last week on Chair Shot Radio, Dave and I had discussed that we were going to talk a little pretenders contenders tonight. Okay, thank you everybody for your patience on that weird pause that you're going to notice there. We had some technical difficulties. We'll just describe it that way. Anyway, as I was saying, Dave and I talked last week about doing some contenders, pretenders in the NHL as we are about a month into the season now, a little over a month. But I also feel like we'll start with some news around hockey because we got to talk about Dave's boy, Alex Ovechkin, again, having an unreal season. And it's crazy. We could be talking MVP, question mark, all that after our first commercial break. This is Hockey Talk on Chair Shot Radio, part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, here at thechairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Oh, all right. So first of all, Dave, I'm sorry. How are you, man? I announced you on the show and then like didn't welcome you in, didn't ask you. How was your Thanksgiving? Was it good?
It's not your fault, man. I had a puppy emergencies going on they're not even puppies anymore.
We called them technical difficulties. Yes, I tried to help you out.
They are technical difficulties. Thanksgiving was good, man. You know, get up a couple of birds on the Traeger, pulled that off pretty well. You know, a lot of people struggle with one turkey. I said, screw it. Let's do two at once. And that worked out pretty well. So it was good.
Very good.
Black Friday was just kind of lazy, sitting around watching stuff that I'm sure we'll be talking about at Bandwagon Nerds this week. But it was fun.
Well, some
of us will. Yeah, you're going to be making that money. You're going to be making bank tomorrow. So
that's the goal.
How was your Thanksgiving? How did Orville turn out?
Orville turned out amazing. You know you've done right, and the Mrs. O'Dowd will tell you this as well. She went to go carve it. Went to go carve a drumstick, and like the bone just pulled out of the leg before she could even cut it up. So that's when you know you're off to a great, great start. Always a wonderful dinner. It's so funny because it's just the three of us, you know, the Mr., the Mrs., and the little. We get a 15-pound turkey for three people, and I like it because now I get to watch football today with cold turkey to my right and just eat it like popcorn all day. Like, that's the goal on the leftover front. So I'm very, very excited for that. But yeah, it was good. I worked yesterday for Black Friday. Sorry, we're recording on Saturday. Everybody knows this. Black Friday, I worked, had a nice sort of easy work day, and hopefully we'll be able to transition to getting all the students out in a few weeks over at the University of Massachusetts where I work. But enough about that. Your boy, we're going to talk headlines. Your boy Alex Ovechkin is just on another level right now. And I guess, you know, everybody's heard me extol the virtues of Connor McDavid, who is still in my mind the best player in all of hockey. But to do what Alex Ovechkin is doing, considering the roster issues within the Caps with injuries and people out, considering that Ovi is like 7,000 years old, he got his 28th hat trick yesterday, this past Friday. What is he doing? And I'm sorry, folks, if this feels like a Washington Capitals-centric podcast lately, but you can't not talk about this guy. What is he doing that's allowing him – like, how's he doing this? How is this 900-year-old man doing what he's doing now?
I mean, everybody knows that the Caps are my team, but, you know, when you've got one of the greatest of all time who's now chasing down records left and right – And you know, you got to kind of cover it. I mean, lost in the whole Wayne Gretzky thing is what I'm reading now. He's one goal away from tying Dave Ondrejczyk for the most power play goals in history.
Yes.
So that's going to get passed this year for sure. What I've noticed him doing a lot more this year, and you know, yeah, at 36, he's not showing any signs of slowing down. And no, he can't do what McDavid, he did what McDavid did 10 years ago. You know, that sort of thing, but he can't do that now. But he plays a smarter game. Like the game yesterday, you know, he's not just camping. He's adjusted. You know, teams adjusted to him. They kind of have taken away the Ovi office to a certain extent as much as they can. So now he's parking himself like between the dots, right in the slot, like a goal yesterday. It's like, how do you leave this guy wide open in the slot? And Bobrovsky had like no chance because Ovi basically got a full powered wrist shot from point blank range. You're not going to stop that. So I think he's playing smarter. He's become a better assist man this year, which, like you're saying, with the Caps with their roster issues has been a bigger deal. You know, he's got Tom Wilson has become a better scorer all of a sudden, and he's been more involved. The kids are stepping up here and there. So yeah, I think he's adjusted his game. He's playing smarter. He's playing within his physical limitations. I'll say this, they're not many. Yeah, he can't do like, you know, the stuff he used to do, which is just absolutely take over a game like McDavid can, but he's still an extraordinarily dangerous. He's still probably, even including McDavid, probably the best pure goal scorer in the league still. And I, you know, that's saying something for his age, but yeah, it's remarkable. You know, they said yesterday he's on pace for 70 goals this year. That's not going to happen, I don't think. I keep saying that.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, that's if he pulls off 70 goals this season, like, God, I don't know if there, I don't know, is what is there, because this is how little I know about hockey awards, like outside of like things like the Conn Smythe, you know, like the big ones. Is there some sort of like, I don't even know if you could call it a comeback player of the year sort of thing, but like, what kind of hardware? Because Ovechkin, if he continues the season he's having, outside of, you know, an MVP question, which, and maybe that's what it is, maybe he is going to be the most valuable player in the NHL. Like, what else is there for him that he qualifies for? Because he's right now, he's on pace to do it all.
Yeah, I mean, he could win the Hart to win the MVP. Mm-hmm. He could theoretically win the Rocket Richard Trophy for the 20th time, you know, for the most goals scored. Right. Cause he's second behind McDavid right now for scoring. I think you've got stuff like that. I'm not sure what else they have out there award wise.
Old man resurgence award.
I don't think they've got the Gordie Howe award or something like that. I don't think they've got that yet, but yeah, he's on a ridiculous level. And 28th career hat trick. That's remarkable. And basically single-handedly took down the Florida Panthers yesterday because they had no business winning that game.
And yet they did. Just get used to us talking about Alex Ovechkin this year, everybody, because he is one of the stories in hockey. So I don't expect that to go away.
Crosby doing it, we'd be talking about him.
Oh, absolutely. The other little bit of news today I want to put out there is more of just a get well soon, best wishes sort of thing. As it was announced yesterday that Doug Wilson, general manager for the San Jose Sharks, is taking a temporary medical leave from the position. He's 64 years old. Don't really know what's wrong with him, but it does look like San Jose assistant Joe Will is going to take over day-to-day operations. They are, you know, the Sharks are 10-9 right now. They're sitting fifth in the Pacific Division. What kind of impact, if any, does a general manager stepping away have on a franchise? You know, because this sounds like this is pretty serious. Now, everybody's like, oh, we hope he'll get well soon. They're not saying why he's gone. You know, Logan Couture just said that, you know, they want people to respect his privacy, that they love him, they're going to miss him, every guy in the room owes a lot to him. You know, we hope he gets better and see him soon. So there is a level of concern there. But what do you think, GM being away from a team, how does that impact a squad, and how does that impact the Sharks?
Probably not huge impact right now, other than the emotional aspect, at least at this point of the season. You know, if you're like closer to the trade deadline, then it's a major big deal. But I think right now you're a quarter of the way into the season. The Sharks have overachieved. Yeah, his presence will be felt. I'm sure internally they'll be worried about their general manager and whatever's going on. But I think as far as what translates on the ice with the Sharks, probably not as big an impact as, say, like a month or a month and a half or 2 months from now. So I think they can work around that. Obviously our best thoughts and prayers are with him. It's a good time for him to probably step away at this point in the season, because it is still relatively early.
There's not going to be a lot of moves.
Right. Like, nobody's doing stuff yet.
Right. We've gotten past contract extension time, which, you know, was last week, basically. Like, anybody and everybody of value got extended last week, I think. And so now we're here. They're not in a position where they're looking for a new coach or anything like that. They're not firing anybody. So could be just time to go home and recuperate for a little bit. And so all our best to Doug Wilson. You know, in terms of, you know, team impact, this could be one of those emotional charges things too, like one of those like win one for the Gipper sort of deals. So we'll have to wait and see. But just a very notable thing coming out of San Jose, and you know, just one of those overachieving California teams. I don't know what's going on, what they put in the water over there, but they're all doing really, really well.
They're all hanging in there, especially the Ducks. Right. I guess we're about to talk about them.
Yeah, we're about to take a look at that. And that's a nice segue. We're going to take our second commercial break as we just sort of zip right along through Chair Shot Radio today. Before we go to our recorded commercial, of course, you all know it is my duty to remind you that if you love things like Hockey Talk on Chair Shot Radio, or say you like the work that Mags and Ray Cash are doing with their What If series, that is Mags and Ray Cash, and they brought the third man back, right? It's all three of them?
I thought so.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that if you love the content that we put out there, things like Bandwagon Nerds, all our wrestling content, all of that fun stuff, head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick yourself up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. We have all kinds of great styles and designs to choose from, everything from logos to show shirts to sayings from shirts. They're all there. You can get them for $19.99, or if you're feeling fancy, spend a few dollars more and get them soft style. Get something that feels nice on your giblets. We cannot do this every day without the support from each and every one of you, the listener. And the best way you can keep us going is to back us by picking up a shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When we come back, we are going to talk our 1 month in pretenders and contenders in the NHL. You are listening to Chair Shot Radio here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, welcome back, Dave. It is time to take a look around the league, and rather than talk about how teams have performed this past week, we decided it would be a good time to kind of take a look at each of the divisions within the conference and start talking about some contenders and pretenders here at this 1 month point in the season. And I think there's going to be ones that we just sort of out of hand, like we're going to be like, called it, they're contenders, we won't even worry about that. What is always really intriguing about this conversation is really looking at each division and looking at those 4, 5, and 6 teams in those divisions, the ones in the middle. Who are the ones that really are going to stay where they are, and who are the ones who aren't? Because let's just, we'll take the Western Conference. Let's do the Western Conference for a change first. And we'll look at we'll even knock my Blues division out of the way, the Central division. The 4, 5, and 6 teams within that division are really intriguing in my mind, because you've got Winnipeg, Colorado, and Dallas, respectively, 4, 5, and 6. I think my Blues are a contender. I think the Wild have proven themselves to be a contender. Nashville, they're 11-8-1 as of the time of this. I think that they're here to stay, but Winnipeg, Colorado, and Dallas, I think those are the three that really warrant the most talk. And so I want to start with one of my, playoff Stanley Cup predictions, the Colorado Avalanche, where I'm feeling really stupid. They're 10-6-1 as of the recording of this podcast. They're at a plus 13 when it comes to goal differential, yet they're sitting in fifth place. So I turn to you, Dave, are the Colorado Avalanche pretenders this year? Or do you think they'll get it together and be contenders? We talked about them last week.
Oh, they're contenders. I mean, they just had a 6-game winning streak stop. So they're starting to build momentum. They're probably going to get Nathan MacKinnon back any day now. And I think you're going to see them go on another 6-7 game winning streak to get back. I think they'll pass Nashville. I actually would disagree with you, and I would put Winnipeg and Colorado above Nashville as far as like ranking who's a contender as versus.
Well, these are the standings though. That's what I'm saying. You don't buy Nashville. That's what you're telling me.
I don't buy Nashville. No, I like Winnipeg and Colorado better than where Nashville is. Just looking at the team makeup. I just think counting Colorado out, we've been all season long, like, what's wrong with these guys? What's wrong with these guys? And then they ring off 6 in a row, and that's still without Nathan MacKinnon. So they're starting to get their mountain legs, I guess you can call it, underneath them and starting to really make a move. But I'm not too worried about Colorado yet. Nashville, Winnipeg is going to be a much more interesting battle. Maybe Dallas gets it together. But I like Colorado to still, they may be too far behind. I mean, how far behind are they from the Wild right now? They're 6 points. That's
not good. Oh, God. They're not very far back at all. And here's the thing is, it doesn't matter how you get into the playoffs. It's what you do when you get into the playoffs. Yeah. And like we've seen, again, we use my team as an example all the time. The Blues are like they backdoored their way into a playoff spot and won the Stanley Cup. So, need a goalie to get hot, need a goalie to start to play well. And that you mentioned a 6-game winning streak. You don't do that without good goaltending. Here's the other thing. I want to talk about a sleeping, I don't know if I'd go so far as to call them a contender, but definitely a team that you talked about to watch that's starting to prove itself, as they are 6-2 since their new coach took over. Chicago Blackhawks are making noise and frustratingly beat my Blues on Friday in overtime. They're playing some inspired hockey after a dreadful start. A dreadful start. They're playing some good hockey. I don't know if they make the playoffs. I don't know if that deficit is too big for them to squeak in, but there's a lot of season and they're playing really, really well ever since their new coach took over.
Yeah. When you think about everything they went through at the beginning of the year, off the ice and then on the ice where they couldn't stop anybody. Now you got Fleury recorded his first shutout of the year, I think just the other night. And they are now sitting only 6 points behind Winnipeg for the last wild card spot. That's can be easily made up. So
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Blackhawks, are they going to be, I don't want to compare them to the Blues, but yeah, are they this year's Blues where the interim coach gets there, they catch fire? And you talk about if they get in the playoffs and Fleury, Fleury can get hot, ridiculously hot. I mean, basically took the Knights to the Stanley Cup final a few years ago. So yeah, anything's really possible there. I still would say Chicago is a pretender right now. There's some major holes that they have to fill on defense and those lapses rear their ugly head a lot. But yeah, I mean, teams are going to go on runs like they are. So I'm not sold on them yet. But yeah, it's a good turnaround from where they were early in the year. We're like, wow, these guys really stink, to, hey, they're not so bad.
That is true. All right, let's move down into the Pacific Division real quick, where Calgary is just stunning me, because I knew they'd be okay. I didn't think they'd be plus 30 goal differential, first place, just 12 and 3 with 5 overtime games. Like, every game they play, they get a point. Like, that's crazy. And I still think it's weird. Isn't it interesting Edmonton still hasn't been taken to overtime yet at all?
Well, or I don't know about not taking overtime. They haven't had an overtime loss. But I think they probably have, which means they're undefeated in overtime if they've gone there.
If you look at the standing sheet, 19 games, 14 wins, 5 losses, 0 OT games. They have not gone to overtime.
Yeah, that's remarkable if that's what it is. But
neither is Vegas, actually, now that I'm looking at it. Like, Vegas is like, that's just interesting because hockey, like, it seems like hockey's one of the rare games where, like, overtime's just commonplace, right? Like, that's why you get a point for going to overtime, because it's so normal. And, you know, it's crazy. It's how Calgary is in front right now, by the way, because, you know, they have fewer wins than Edmonton. But they get points for going to overtime, and that's put them ahead in points by a point as of Saturday. But they're for real. Do you think Calgary stays at the top of the Pacific?
I don't know about the number one spot, but I think it'll be them and Edmonton battling each other most of the year. Although Vegas could get hot at the right time.
They're starting to bring players back.
Yeah, Marchessault will be coming back. Vegas is one of those teams that they're very much like Colorado. Like, when are you guys going to make your move? They're just kind of there at this point in time. Yep. But I really think it's going to be those three teams, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vegas will be battling it out for the 1, 2, and 3 spots in that division. But yeah, Calgary's got they've got everything that you need right now to stay at least in those top three spots. I don't know if they can hold on to one. That might be asking a bit much for them, but they are definitely a surprise. I did not see them like you. I didn't see them being this good. And they just keep, you know, their goal differential is fantastic. They've got good goaltending. They got good defense. They got the speed that can hang with a team like Edmonton, and that's saying a lot. But I think, Calgary is going to stay right there near the top 1, 2, or 3 as we go along.
All right, I think I want to back up and admit that I was wrong. I read this incorrectly. So as I'm looking at the standings, OT under the standings means overtime / shootout losses.
Right, that's what I always understood it as.
Yeah, that I misunderstood that. So Edmonton has gone to overtime, but they've never lost.
They are the exact opposite of my team.
They've gone to a shootout. Right. They are not Washington. I agree with you on Vegas. In terms of the 4, 5, and 6 teams, I think San Jose and Los Angeles are going to be those annoying teams that hover around 500 and can put a loss on any of the top teams at any time, but they're not going to be teams that go to the Stanley Cup playoffs at all. And, you know, Vancouver and Seattle playing like an actual expansion team this year, opposed to Vegas.
I do think Anaheim is a contender as far as a wild card spot is concerned. I'm starting to believe in them a little bit more. They seem to be, the more I look at them play, the more I like them. Seattle, they beat the crap out of my guys this week, but that was the very end of a really long road trip, and the Caps were just like, let's just go home. And they had 9/10 of their team was on injured reserve or something. They had like defenders playing forwards and stuff. So I give them a pass on that.
And I think you should. Speaking of your Caps, let's move over to the Metropolitan Division over in the Eastern Conference. You and Carolina, your Caps and the Carolina Hurricanes sitting at 31 points apiece. Carolina in first place by virtue of having more wins by 2. And you've got that overtime bugaboo hanging over your head. I didn't see the Rangers being in third at this point, and I don't know that I buy the Rangers yet. But then again, as I'm looking at the rest of the Metropolitan Division, I don't know that I buy really anybody. Maybe Columbus. I don't buy Pittsburgh. I don't buy the Devils in sixth. So maybe the Rangers are really the third best team in the conference.
I'll tell you this, man. And I think in the preview show, the Rangers were one of the teams that I was saying they could be a wild card team. They could be third place. I thought the Caps would be third in the division because I did not expect the Islanders to be this bad. And now I'm starting to think that maybe the Islanders are truly a pretender and that something has gone drastically wrong with this team because they can't win no matter where they are. The Caps and the Hurricanes play tomorrow. That's going to be a big game. You know, those two teams that don't like each other with lots of history battle for first place in the Metro. I would say right now, everything I've seen with the Rangers, they seem to be really playing very well. And, you know, they beat a team yesterday that I sure we got to discuss because they're one of your preseason picks to do okay. And they've been another one that's been a massive disappointment. I'm sure we'll talk about them. I don't buy Columbus. I think that they just have too many. No. They've got too many issues as well. They steal a win here and there. Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh. I can't, out of respect for them, I can't count them out. Although I'm not sure I buy into them. But if any team in that division, not named the Islanders, can make a move, it's probably the Pittsburgh Penguins. They've got experience. And if they can get healthy, then, you know, if they get Malkin back and get a couple of more players stepping up, don't count the Penguins out yet. But I like where the Rangers are right now. They've got a lot of, you know, Zibanejad or whatever his name is. I can't, you know, Mika Zibanejad. I mean, he got robbed on a shot yesterday. But the Rangers, you know, Panarin has played really well this year, fantastically well. They've got good goaltending. I would say right now I'm buying into the Rangers as far as like the three coming out of that Metro division. The Caps and Carolina are going to beat the hell out of each other probably most of the season. And the Caps are better than I thought they would be. And if they ever get healthy, look out. But I like where the Rangers are. Really surprised about the Islanders and starting to definitely think that this is more than just 13 games to start the season because they haven't done shit since they got home either. So I have concerns about the Islanders. It's shocking.
To me. I mean, they're 5-10-2. Like they're not playing good hockey, and it's building on top of itself. And I don't even think the new home environment and actually having a settled home environment is going to make that big of a difference. Let's move over to the Atlantic Division. Florida and Toronto basically doing what we said they would do. Tampa Bay, after a little bit of a rocky start for them, has surged forward solidly into that third spot. They're on a three-game winning streak, I want to say, something like that. So they're playing pretty well. I don't know. I'm stubborn. Still not buying the Red Wings. I still am standing by Boston is better than I. And this is a guy who watched his team lose to the Red Wings not too long ago. I just don't buy them. And I just feel like Boston is going to do it. Like they're going to do it because of course they do. They're going to find a way. The bottom three, but what, like, I don't know what happened to Buffalo. Cause they're thought they'd be better. Yeah. But I thought they'd be better. I thought this was a good year for a step forward for them. They looked like they were playing pretty well to start the season. And now it's starting to look like some of their off season woes have come to bite them. They don't have the personnel. They don't have the talent.
Right. And I'll tell you this, man. I don't buy Detroit or Boston, to be honest with you. I don't buy Boston.
Buy Boston over Detroit.
Probably. You know, I would say right now because Boston has the better pedigree. They've got more experience. They've got a lot more playmakers. Detroit is overachieved so far. Young team. Doesn't really know they're not supposed to be doing this. They're right in the thick of things. But if I'm being really honest with you, yeah. You look at Florida, Toronto, and Tampa. You got those three. And a big drop. I mean, standing-wise, you don't see, well, 6 points, but still. I think that gap widens considerably over the next few weeks. Right. And those three teams are clearly the cream of the crop, to steal from the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And then everybody else is below that. I mean, I really think you're looking at five teams coming out of the Metro as far as the playoffs. You know, you'll get the three, the guys at the top, the three at the top, and then a couple wild cards. And I just see Detroit. I'm not buying Detroit or Boston. Boston just, I don't know, man. Maybe they can turn it around and you look at what, but they feel like the Islanders to me in a lot of ways, like teams that you thought were going to really build upon what they did last year and just haven't.
Well, the departure of Zdeno Chara makes a huge difference.
Yeah, he's with the Islanders now, so he's not really doing anything there either. So, I mean, he was okay for Washington last year.
Right. I think it's taken a couple years to really hit home. And who was it that they lost this last offseason? There was somebody else significant who, like, retired, or I can't remember who it is. But they lost a guy that I thought that they would be okay being without. And it really has taken them a bit to kind of figure their legs out. Boston has this uncanny habit of kind of finding their way into the playoffs like every year. It's like the fucking Patriots. Like you think they're dead and then they're just not dead. Yeah. And then we have to listen to how great Boston teams are again, because the media sucks. Boston and New York. It's always those two. So yeah. I think that's gonna do it, unless there's any other sort of sleeping pretenders contenders you want us to pay attention to. You just laid out kind of how you think this is gonna go moving forward. But outside of the one that I've got that I'm actually coming around on, and I know you poo-pooed it, I wonder if the Blackhawks aren't gonna do something sneaky here. Like that's the one that just, you know, it's amazing how a change in environment can alter a team. And I don't think they're going to contend for the cup, but I think they're going to contend for a playoff spot.
If I'm looking at a team that's on the outside looking in who might make a move, I'd probably go with the New Jersey Devils right now. I think that they're hanging around. They still need some better goaltending, but they're like Edmonton East in a way, a team that's racked up a lot of top draft picks, really good draft picks, and you're just waiting for them to kind of put everything together and take off like the Oilers have this year. New Jersey could do that. Will it happen? I'm not so sure about that, but I feel about them like the way you feel about the Blackhawks. Like there's this this feeling in the spider sense is tingling, like, hey, these guys might actually do something and go on a roll here. So don't count the Devils out yet. That's the team I'd be looking at.
Excellent. All right. Well, there you have it. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Chair Shot Radio Hockey Talk Edition. Before we head out, Dave, tell everybody where to find you out there in the social medias, the interwebs, the et ceteras, the et ceteras.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at AttitudeAg, that is at AttitudeAgg, and on Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression.
And you can find me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. Dave and I will catch you next week as we resume our headlines around the NHL and talking about the week that was. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Till next time, this is Patrick O'Dowd for David Ungar. Hoping you have a lovely week and that you always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
That's two for DeMarco.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.